Not Chess, Mr. Spock. Hoker. Written by V. Thinks On and read by K-Burb. This is a Star Trek original series fic rated general audiences in which no archive warnings apply. Chapter 1. Hoker. In retrospect, someone should have known teaching a Vulcan to play poker was a bad idea. It was Captain Kirk's idea, and Dr. McCoy quickly jumped on board. It's about time we showed him that we humans have some logic of our own. The rest of the bridge crew eagerly joined in on the fun, and even Mr. Spock acquiesced easily enough. I am certain that it will be a fascinating exhibition of human culture. The first round went as expected. Kirk dealt, and when Spock's turn came around, he immediately folded. Dr. McCoy protested, "That's not how you play." "The aim is to possess a better combination of cards than any of one's opponents. Is that not correct?" Spock quirked an eyebrow at him. "Yes, Jim told you how to play, didn't he?" Dr. McCoy shot an accusatory glance at Captain Kirk, who shrugged it off. "With these cards, I have a 4 in 8,503,000.
"We get it," Dr. McCoy cut him off.
"With the cards I was dealt, the optimal move was not to play," Spock insisted.
"You're not supposed to tell us that," Dr. McCoy exclaimed. "You're supposed to bluff like Jim did against that strange little Baylock, whatever he was. I'll show you how it's done."
Dr. McCoy bet high and stayed in until he and Uhura were the only ones left. She won handily with a cheer. The next hand, Spock bet high and won.
"With that hand, it was inevitable," Dr. McCoy grumbled.
"Precisely," Spock replied with a hint of a smug smile at the corner of his lips. "There was a one in..."
"Enough," Dr. McCoy cut him off.
The hand after that, Spock bet moderately and stayed in until he was the only one left, where he revealed a mediocre hand. Dr. McCoy turned to Kirk.
"Am I seeing things, or did he actually bluff?"
Then he faced Spock.
"I thought Vulcans couldn't lie."
"I did nothing of the sort," Spock answered, almost sounding offended. "I merely estimated the probability of each player having a better set of cards, taking into account your bets and the known cards."
"You did what?" Dr. McCoy demanded.
"That is how you play the game, is it not?" Spock said, as though it wasn't really a question. Meanwhile, Scotty had been puzzling through what Spock had said and finally exclaimed, "He's counting cards." "If by that you mean estimating probabilities, yes," Spock answered. "I take this as a means of educating children in approximation of unknowns."
"No, it's about bluffing and reading the other players," Dr. McCoy said. "You're not supposed to count the cards."
"How else do you suggest I make decisions? Emotion?" Mr. Spock asked, incredulous.
"Instinct, of course," Scotty said.
Spock quirked a skeptical eyebrow at them both, but they kept playing. In the end, the only one who could beat Mr. Spock was Captain Kirk, who merely grinned and shrugged. By the time they all called it quits, Spock had acquired a large pile of chips. The others made to leave, grumbling as they went. Spock concluded, "Gambling is a most illogical activity." Chapter 2. Truth or Dare. Dr. McCoy sized up Spock from across the table.
"Truth or dare?" he challenged.
"Truth," Spock answered without hesitation.
"Now wait a minute here," Scotty protested.
"As a Vulcan, you always tell the truth anyway," Uhura put in.
"You are the only one who hasn't done any dares," Sulu said. "It's only fair..."
"Don't worry,"
Dr. McCoy waved the others quiet with a smug smile.
"I've got a good one. I've been waiting for this. Now, Mr. Spock, what is one time you've experienced an honest-to-goodness emotion? And not when you were under the influence of any alien drug, either. Just one occasion."
"You ought to know, Dr. McCoy, that I do not experience human emotions," Spock replied flatly.
"That's not true, and you know it,"
Dr. McCoy exclaimed. What about that time we were stranded on Taurus 2? Scotty suggested. You did seem pretty frustrated down there.
Or on the bridge when we thought we'd be destroyed by that strange little ball-arc alien? Sulu offered.
Or really any time when the captain was in danger. Scotty nodded toward Captain Kirk, who was leaning back in his chair, watching the others talk.
Don't tell me it doesn't make you happy to play that Vulcan liar of yours, Uhura said.
It is hard, Captain Kirk finally spoke up, to think of taking Captain Pike to Talos IV as anything other than an emotional act.
There's no need to be insulting, Spock retorted.
Being insulted is an emotion, Sulu pointed out. Spock's eyes narrowed. I do not have human emotions, he repeated. However, I have experienced a human's emotions. He turned to Captain Kirk. I have shared the captain's mind and experienced his joy, his anger, his sorrow, his excitement, his intuition, all of his very human feelings that he expresses so readily. And so, under those circumstances, I have experienced human emotion. The captain grinned back at him, affection shining in his bright hazel eyes. The end.